Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lex Talionis. Does that mean anything to you? Actually, it does, though you might not recognize it. It means the law of retribution. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Equal punishment for the crime committed. That is what God had established for his Old Testament people as they were a nation under his direct control. They answered to him without any president or king or ruler in between, before the time of Saul. This law is also firmly rooted in our way of thinking. And it has pretty firmly established our foundation of fairness. When someone gets more or less than they deserve, our fairness alarms usually start going off. For God's Old Testament people, this law of retribution served its function well to keep the order among the people and to keep them in peace with each other. Now, by this point in the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapters 5 and following, Jesus has spoken about Old Testament truths using these words. You have heard that it was said. He has done this so far 4 different times. And each time after those words, Jesus spoke forth a fuller understanding of God's expectations regarding murder, adultery, divorce, and oath-taking. Each time, Jesus revealed God's fuller intention of his commands for his people. Jesus taught his followers, those called by him through the gospel of grace. He taught them what being his follower really looked like. As sinners, those who heard that word were struck to their core, realizing their inability to be truly pleasing in God's sight by their own efforts. And so when Jesus begins today's gospel reading with the same words, "You have heard that it was said," the followers of Jesus no doubt knew that something more was coming. This time, Jesus was dealing with a law that struck a chord deep in the heart of each of his hearers. Was the law dealing with retaliation and revenge. After all, their very ideas of fairness in this life were based on the great way of thinking, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Each hearer had already moved beyond the literal representation of those words and properly understood the principle behind them. When someone wrongs you, fairness demands the same wrong be visited upon the offender. And again, when that does not happen, warning bells of inequity start ringing. At Jesus' next words, those warning bells would be clanging louder than ever. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Do not resist the one who is evil, allow someone who harms you to harm you again. Isn't that insane? Someone who is evil has no good intentions for you. He or she wants what they want, and they will do whatever they need to get it. Jesus' expectations of his disciples is to accept the evil person as they are. Open yourself up for exploitation. Interact with each other in the strongest sense of naivety. These words of Jesus are an extremely heavy burden to bear. Yet Jesus goes further. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. The law of retaliation served its purpose for the nation of Israel, and it still has its place in the operations of this sinful world. But for the follower of Christ, a new standard is in place. In the Christian's life, as a resident of the kingdom of heaven, the law is now mercy for an eye and grace for a tooth. Do not repay evil with evil. Rather, repay evil with good. For it is as St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, "Never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head." Now, each and every one of us has much room to reflect on these words of Paul and the words of our Lord. The starting point for each of us in our actions and in our reactions is in our sense of fairness and justice, skewed as they are by our sinfulness and pride. We crave it, that justice for ourselves and even for others. When we are wronged, hurt, our natural sin-tainted reaction is steeped in anger and in hatred. We become so enraged by those grievances against us that we can hardly see clearly anymore. Oddly enough, the wrongs that we feel are committed against us actually then blind us from seeing and treating our attacker in fairness. We refuse to hear from them and to reason with them together. And we will most certainly not offer them even the slightest bit of mercy and grace. How sad for the follower of Jesus. For this is precisely why we need to hear these words from Jesus. These sinful reactions to the wrongs in our lives are why Jesus needs to teach his truths in the first place. And he does so ever so patiently, because he knows injustice. He has suffered it himself, and he did not retaliate. Jesus remained silent in the face of his accusers. For every blow that they struck, he opened himself up more for further attack. And while he suffered injustice on the cross, he has so fervently desired injustice for you. That's right. Jesus wants injustice for you. That is, he wants you to have what you do not deserve. He wants you to have what you cannot earn. Jesus wants you to have mercy and grace from the Father. When the disciple of Jesus beholds Christ's work of redemption, recalls Jesus' parable of the unforgiving servant, that disciple of Jesus is brought low, to the point of despair. Are we not the ones who have struck blow after blow against our God by each and every sin we commit? Are we not the ones who deserve the fullness of lex talionis, the law of retribution from our Heavenly Father? Should not God rightly condemn us to hell for all eternity because of our sins against Him? And yet, God has willingly, graciously placed all justly deserved punishment for all sin on His holy, innocent, only Son. You are set free from your obligation to God. Jesus has borne it all for you on the cross. You have been forgiven so much. And as Jesus' called disciple, it is your privilege and your identity now to forgive so much. In that identity, as a called follower of Christ, given His righteousness and His name in the waters of baptism, you have a new foundation for thinking and acting and reacting. It is no longer a foundation of fairness, of justice. Rather, it is a foundation of mercy, of grace, forgiveness, for such love is the proper work of our God, for God is love. And as His people, it is your proper work as well, to love, to forgive, to be merciful, to be gracious, because all of this has been given to you and done to you first, without any merits or worthiness in you. Mercy for an eye, grace for a tooth, lex venia, the law of forgiveness, is yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ. Amen.